Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe, fill us in on the details that Ed and I found out from you today.
All right. So, this has gotten ratcheted up a couple levels more, if that's possible.
Ratchet is a good word.
Yeah. According to a transcript of a court hearing obtained by The Athletic, the circumstances around Moore's December 10th arrest, the female staffer told the university that they were in a relationship. And she was actually going to try to leave town that same day, and that's when he barged into her apartment and threatened her. But apparently he had been in this relationship with her, and he was domestically abusing her for what they call a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes into the whole thing about the grabbing the knives and
right.
Threatening her, threatening himself. That is only on that side. It hasn't been corroborated at all, so I don't think they're really buying into that theory right now.
Mm-hmm. Does she have pictures of the domestic abuse? Police reports of the domestic abuse?
I believe... I'm trying to get through it here.
Because, Ed, if she does not have pictures or anything like that...
She has text messages.
How do you prove past domestic abuse?
Even with photos, how do you know it happened from him? And they can't. It's got to be reported.
I'm not denying that he did
it.
I'm
not either. Yeah.
But how do you convict him on that?
Because we've also had false reports of that stuff frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So photos mean nothing to me. I don't know. But this is why I have trouble with people understanding this. I don't have trouble. People have trouble. They think it's about the affair.
It's not.
Like, no. Like, it's not just between a man and his wife. And
he got fired because of the affair.
Yeah, that's different. This is much different. You're talking about violence. You're talking about, threatening her with a knife, apparently. That's, we're assuming. We've heard. And then now with the history of abuse, that's what this is about. This has nothing to do with his infidelity.
Yeah, that's his career is done.
The prosecutor's office for the county, I don't know. That's the county that he's being prosecuted in. The evidence that was available to us at the time of the charging decision indicated that Mr. Moore had an intent to terrorize and harass the victim, which is the basis for the stalking charge. He apparently called her dozens and dozens of times when she told him that he was going to tell the university.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she has text messages of things that he sent her over the period of their relationship.
Well, those are threatening text messages from him. That's a different story. Yeah, you got problems, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got big problems. And you're right, Joe. His next job is the least thing he should worry about. Keeping his freedom.
Oh, now?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. You can't do that.
The school is also has also said that if there's anyone else that knew of the relationship and didn't say anything, that they wouldn't hesitate to fire somebody else.
Wow. Here's the problem, and I said this before, Ed. You have an affair with a woman. That's one thing. We don't want that. We don't want that. But now you gave her a raise.
Yeah, well, that was the
and
other
we're paying
thing.
Her. So now you're mm-hmm. making us pay for it financially.
Yes.
Fund mm-hmm. your affair.
That was the other thing I told. I said it's not them. It's not his money. He gave the university's money to her.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is just he that you, as you said, this escalated quickly. It really did. He just that unraveled quick, man, when it hit.
And now, see, I said, remember I gave him the shovel? Mm-hmm. I said it's one thing to get fired, but it's another thing to just lose your mind, be an adult about it. Joe, Ed, this is why he went crazy.
Yeah.
Because he knew the other evidence that she had.
Yes.
It wasn't just he got caught with an affair and the school fired him. No. Because he probably would have just gone home and rode off into the sunset if that's the only thing that happened. He knew all the other things that she had on him, and she probably said to him, I'm going to tell it all. And maybe the school already knew about it. That's why they fired him. They just wasn't going to release it publicly.
Yeah.
Unless they had to. You know how that is. You get fired for a reason. They just say he got fired for cause. They're basically telling you, we've got things. We fired him for cause. Let's leave it at that. And then if he pushes on saying there's something else, then they'll say, okay, we weren't going to tell, but now you're trying to make us look bad. So mm-hmm. they probably already knew about it, and he knew they knew about it. He didn't want it to get out, so that's why he reacted that way.
Yeah, I mean, and because you look at people who've had that kind of, Rick Pitino, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I mean, he's obviously had some scandals in his background. He coached the Knicks to the first division title in years. He's with St. John's now. I mean, mm-hmm. he's been fine. You know, it's like you can move on from that. Domestic violence and threatening people, no. Can't do that, man. Can't do that. And that's what. And then the other thing with paying her with this university's money was just so stupid.
Like, doesn't that have to be approved by?
But he probably championed it.
Yeah.
I guess. But that's like, wasn't it like a 55% raise?
Mm-hmm. I heard it was like 100%. I thought he doubled his salary.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But she was working for the football program, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, in the football program, he has a budget, so he can allocate where some of that money goes.
Fair enough.
So
that's just such a huge raise.
And speaking of raise, he probably raised the red flag, and they're like, whoa, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that's how that went. And who knows, Joe? And again, this is just me spitballing here, but maybe that raise is what caused them to start looking into the relationship between the two.
Fair enough.
You gave her that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
What's really going on here?
Yes.
They start asking people, what kind of job is she doing? Is she that good? Will you give her? I don't know. You can ask her own if she's that good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.